From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group is going faster than expected. He spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been gathered to discuss how to restore peace to the area once the Islamic State group is ousted. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced that a U.S. service member was killed by an explosion in northern Iraq. The international community moved Thursday to step up pressure on Syria and its allies to end the bombing of eastern Aleppo and to allow aid workers in and civilians out of the besieged city. At an informal meeting of the UN General Assembly called by Canada with the support of 70 countries, many members urged the rare use of a mechanism that allows the Assembly to convene an emergency special session when the Security Council is deadlocked and unable to act to maintain international peace and security. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump indicated Thursday he would conditionally accept the result of the November 8th presidential election. Trump told supporters in the state of Ohio that he would accept a clear election result, but that he would reserve the right to contest and file a legal challenge in the case of a questionable result. Trump and Democratic contender Hillary Clinton are wrapping up for a final stretch of the campaign. A Mexican federal judge has rejected an appeal by drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman against his extradition to the United States. The Mexican Foreign Ministry approved the extradition request in May, but his lawyers have been fighting that in court. They say they will now take it to the Supreme Court. This is VOA News. Turkey claimed Thursday to have killed as many as 200 Syrian Kurdish YPG fighters in airstrikes. Dorian Jones reports.
The Turkish military says its air force launched 26 strikes on 18 targets, killing as many as 200 Syrian Kurdish YPG fighters. If confirmed, it would be the deadliest attack on the YPG by Turkish forces. The YPG is militarily backed by the United States as a key ally in the war against Islamic State terrorism. Turkish political columnist Semi Idiz of Al Monitor website says the airstrikes carry a powerful message.
I think it's a message which indicates that Turkey will do what it will do regardless of what others feel, and that may include America.
Thursday's airstrikes are believed to be an attempt to stop YPG advances to capture the Islamic State-held town of Al-Bab. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
In what could be a serious setback for the U.S. pivot to Asia, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has announced his country's separation from the United States following high-level talks with Chinese leaders in Beijing.
Your Honors, in this venue, I announce my separation from the United States.
Mr. Duterte told a business forum late Thursday that the separation would be in the military and economic areas. He told his audience that America has lost and that he has realigned himself with a Chinese ideological flow. He said he might not go to Russia. He might also go to Russia to talk with President Vladimir Putin and tell him that there are three of us against the world: China, Philippines, and Russia. American officials say they have gotten no formal notice from the Philippine government about a separation from the United States.
Madame Theresa May veut un Brexit dur.
French President François Hollande said Thursday Britain can expect very tough negotiations if it insists on a so-called hard Brexit. That's in which Britain would place limits on immigration and lose access to Europe's single market. Mr. Hollande made the remarks as British Prime Minister Theresa May attended her first European Union summit in Brussels. The Prime Minister is promising that Britain will remain a strong partner to the EU after the Brexit. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has strongly condemned the failed ballistic missile launch in North Korea. North Korea conducted an intermediate-range ballistic missile test Thursday, shortly after the U.S. and South Korea wrapped up high-level security talks in Washington. That test, by the way, failed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.